My old man asked me what I thought of that guy who came to the White House the other day. "You mean Kanye West?" I asked, full knowing me. He had no idea who Kanye West was, other than some black dude wearing a MAGA ball cap who got the full royal treatment from the president. My dad is 95, a Fox News junkie, but not really a rap aficionado. He couldn't make heads or tails of this Kanye guy dropping F-bombs in the White House and hugging the commander-in-chief like he was his best friend. "Weird," he muttered. I mean, after all, this was after Hurricane Michael, the third most powerful hurricane to hit an American coast in 100 years, had leveled entire towns and cut off tens of thousands of citizens from civilization without water or power or food or communication. Another great job brownie moment for the Trump. Priorities, I guess. It's been, as my old man says, a weird week. Kavanaugh confirmed and seated. Melania claims she doesn't buy rumors of affairs with those women. Washington Post reporter Khashoggi was killed and diced into suitcase-sized chunks by the Saudis in Turkey. The UN issued a dire warning for the world concerning the threat of global warming. The stock market went into a two-day freefall, and Trump attacked the Fed chairman who he appointed. Weird week, weird year, weird America. I'm used to it. You're used to it. We're all used to it. We're probably, without being aware of it, addicted to it. What if, and I know you can't imagine it now, we had a news cycle, a full 24 hours, an eternity in this future-shocked world, without a headline, genital-grabbing pronouncement from the White House? What if all we had was sports and weather reports? Would we tune our radio to music? Would we go back to soap operas instead of Fox and CNN? Would we start drinking early in the morning? Could we live with the boredom? I heard a rumor that the Kanye West bromance was nothing but a prelude to the Trump News Network, the TV network Donald would launch after he declines to run for a second term, figuring that would be way more fun than governance. Kanye, of course, would get a starring role as entertainment mogul. I mentioned this to my old man, and he laughed out loud. "That's ridiculous," he said. I said I agreed. I give it 50-50.